This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. So today's topic is a tip. Okay, I don't always have tips. I guess they're all kind of tips in a way, but here's a little tip. And it's cash saving tips for new investors. Now, this is an area that I think is really important. As you are a new investor, there are certain things you're going to need. Now, me, I'm probably the biggest miser as it comes to, I hate to spend money. So I'm always looking for ways to do things cheaper. And so I'm just going to share a couple of my favorite sort of cash saving things that that'll help you as a new real estate investor. Now, on my podcast, it's kind of neat. We have these what we call our wrap it up kind of lightning round that we do, where people will give us their favorite real estate book and so forth. And the last thing we put on there, we said this question that says, if something devastating happened and you lost absolutely everything you had, given what you know, okay, and you only had $1,000 in the bank, how would you spend that money to get yourself back into your real estate business or to rebuild your real estate business? And so in that, it's really interesting that I have all kinds of answers, and I think we're going to eventually put these in a book or something, but they're really great. And a lot of people say that they're not even going to spend the money on real estate itself, which I think is really interesting, because most of them have learned how to leverage other people's money so they don't actually have to come up with money of their own to purchase real estate. And so so the things that they look at and spending that $1,000 are some of the areas that I want to address, and hopefully that'll be of interest to you. First off, they may say, well, the first thing I want to do is I want to get a laptop. Let's say, assume you've lost everything and you don't have anything. So they might want to get a laptop and use that as your communication, your research tool, you know, the kinds of things that you're going to need just to get your business up and operating, right? And laptops, you know, you can get them all kinds of places. You know, obviously there's Dell, and you can get Apple and so forth. But the places that I usually get them is I usually find them online pretty cheap. eBay and Amazon, you know, usually have great prices. But the cheapest place I've found laptops, and pretty decent ones at that, are Walmart.com. Between those three, you know, get a model number and trace it down. I think you can find some really good deals on a laptop at Walmart.com. But it's up to you. You can check it out. I think it's kind of neat to sort of play them against each other, Amazon, eBay, and define what it is you want in your laptop and so forth. And you could comparative shop pretty well there. One of the things that our guests say is, you know, first thing I'd do is I'd go out to a meetup group or a REI meeting where you have other real estate investors and start connecting with people to be partners or work with you and help you move forward. I'm actually going to my first really sort of major networking meeting back in Boston coming up here. I'm not a real, you know, real social guy, so it's kind of awkward for me, but I actually had to buy a suit. I hate wearing suits. And in Haiti, I had one suit that I wore in Haiti. It was a black suit, and I only used it for weddings and funerals. And that was the only suit I had. And that thing's really seen better days. So I actually went out and bought a suit because I'm going out networking here. I really can't tell you about where the best place to buy a suit is, but you definitely can find a suit. But another thing you need in those meetings are business cards. And that's an important thing because that's really a person's first impression of you. And it's kind of the takeaway that they have from meeting you. And so when I first started, I wanted to have a logo, a really nice logo. And, you'd come up with a name for your organization and you would order a business card. So what I found is I wanted a real professional looking logo. So I searched around and gosh, graphic artists and stuff are so expensive. And I looked around and this is when I came across Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. And it gets its name from the fact that everything on there, basically you can get for $5. That's right, $5. Well, it actually has gone up. Now it's really, it should be called Sixer.com because it's really $6, but still at $6, it's ridiculously cheap. So that is a real, real great place. And I'll tell you all the things that I use it for. But the first thing is I had a logo designed for my business card. Then I found a graphic artist that would design the business card itself to make it look really classy. And that designer turned me on to a printer. Now I couldn't have it printed for $5. VistaPrint is really cheap, VistaPrint.com. You can get a real thick card that looks really great, you know, and you can print it in two or three colors and it'll be, you know, just a real classy card. From that logo, there were also a link. So they not only designed my card, but they designed my stationery, my letterhead, my envelopes for $5. Okay, it's crazy. But anyway, so that's kind of I think a great, great place for a lot of the things that you might need in getting started. Let me kind of get moving to some of these other areas. Another thing, again, you know, people are going to want to check you out. A lot of times in the networking, people get your business card, and when they walk away from you, they write something on the back of it. Keep the back empty. A lot of people say, oh, put more information on there about what you do and so forth. I think it's better to keep it open so people can write notes, and they're going to check you out, and they're going to also want to see if you have a website. If you have a website, they know you're a little bit more legit of an investor. So you got to get a website, and most people go, oh man, that's too involved for me. Well, it used to be, but now it is so easy to get a website. Again, Fiverr.com. You know, you can have people there that will develop your website for you. I got a guy from Fiverr to do the Old Dogs REI Network website. I think he's from Pakistan or something, but he did a great job. It did cost me more than $5. I think after I added all the stuff I wanted on it, it went up to about $100. But $100 for a website, come on, that's nothing. And so I got the website designed by him. Now, before that, I have another website, and this is ManiceroProperties.com, which I really don't mention that much on air, but that's sort of the one that when I'm not talking about the webcast or the website, Old Dog's website, that's what I use. My business cards are ManiceroProperties.com. And I designed that one right on Weebly.com, Weebly.com. And you can even do that free, okay? Free. And it's super easy to figure out. Even if you're not real tech savvy, it's like just drag and drop. It's really easy to come up and design your own little website. And again, like I said, it's free. You do have to find a host for it, and you will have to purchase a domain, which also can be super, super cheap. You know, like less than $20 for the year type thing for a domain. When I mean domain, that's mine was ManiceroProperties.com. I had to buy that name. And, you know, you could come up with something, you know, like all these real estate guys do the, you know, WeBuyUglyHouses.com and things like that. So you might want to come up with your catchy little, whatever your URL, your website address. If Weebly doesn't host it, and they can host it for you, but if they don't, then you can go to like HostGator.com, which I use for, I have a lot of websites for a lot of different things, but $3.95 a month is their basic website at HostGator, HostGator.com. Another thing you need to do pretty early on once you start to purchase properties is to get an LLC, a limited liability corporation status. And LLCs, generally you'd get through your attorney. And as I mentioned in previous broadcasts, you know, you do want to develop a team and you want to have an attorney. It's best, I think, to have your attorney develop, to do your LLC. But in the beginning, when I first started my first LLC, which was Manicero Properties LLC, I got through LegalZoom.com. And it's, you know, a lot of people can rag on LegalZoom because it really, you know, it's, it has its issues and so forth, but you know, the document was perfectly legal. You know, they filed with the Secretary of State. They did all the legal filings, and they remind me when the payments are due and so forth. The payments are the annual payments in the state of California. You have to pay $800 a year for an LLC, so it's crazy. That's why all of my other ones are not in California anymore. But anyway, so that LegalZoom, $149 to get an LLC. Just a few more quick things, and then I'll wrap it up here. A lot of other things on Fiverr.com that I've used. We had, like, for our podcast, our voiceover guys, we get them on Fiverr.com. I've had really cool kind of videos. You ever seen those kind where they have the hand that writes out stuff and it spells out a whole little story, like a storyboard? And anyway, you can get that for $5 on Fiverr. Well, $6. Okay, but I'm just kind of using the old thing. Anyway, they can do all kinds of stuff, like research for you. We've had voiceover stuff. I had this really great voiceover for our phone system when people try to call us in our office in Irvine. Really great stuff that, again, through Fiverr, $5, $6, whatever. That's really, really good. So, and you can just go there and cruise and you'll see these things. But sort of the main things you need, like I said, you need a logo, website, web hosting, domain, letterhead, stationery, so forth. Those are sort of like the basic things that you're going to need, to get started in your real estate investing venture. So anyway, that's it for today. I just thought those things would be helpful for you. As other ideas and tips come through, I will share them with you. But that's it for today. Please note, everything I mentioned here, the links to these various websites will be in the show notes for this episode number 026. So you can just look that up on our website in the blog section. Okay, so thanks, guys. Really glad I got to chat with you today. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.